It began with a desire to do something good. I've had a deep love for New Orleans since the early 80s when I ran a neighborhood social service center for the Catholic Diocese there. Watching Katrina and Rita and seeing the maps of flooding were personally painful, so I'd been thinking I'd do something. The next time I did a life planning retreat down there, I'd invite my clients to take an extra day and work on a Habitat for Humanity site. My love was rekindled when I dropped off my daughter Cece for a year of service with City Year New Orleans. And I was so impressed and proud when I heard my cousin Christine Batanti and my aunt Susan Sanitate had visited her when they, of all things, went to the Ninth Ward for a week-long blitz build with Habitat for Humanity. For some reason, though, my thinking about helping changed. Much as New Orleans needed and needs help, I thought, let Brad Pitt and the Neville brothers and Dr. John do that work. But Detroit has been hit by its own hurricane and is beset with its own difficulties. So why go to New Orleans? Why not organize a family reunion of sorts where we build a house in our own homeland, Detroit? Maybe on Garland, the street that my mom and Christine's mom grew up on. I knew I neither had the time nor the skills to organize it, so I called Christine and pitched her on it. What if we get the family together for a reunion with a purpose? Stop whining about what's happening to Detroit, and instead, we'll happen to Detroit. I explained that I couldn't make it happen, but I thought she'd be great, and she answered with three words, "I'm your girl." That was about 6 months ago. With Christine's leadership, we've raised over $15,000 to help pay for the house. This past week, with brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, my 79-year-old mom, and lots of other awesome Habitat volunteers, we put up walls, roof, studs aplenty, siding. We reconvene after July 4th for a week to complete the house. Cabinets, trim, paint, sod, the whole works. Our relatives are coming back from New York, Delaware, Illinois, Florida, California, and other parts to make it happen. 40 in all have committed to work. My sister Anne and niece Gigi were there every day this week. Christine was there, too. She'd run the Facebook page, coordinated volunteers, worked with Habitat. If that wasn't enough, she and her husband Lou provided food for 100 workers at the site on Thursday. Chris's mom raised 8 kids, then became a school secretary, and then published 2 novels. Chris is fast in her mom's footsteps, leading at home, the most important place we'll lead, and then organizing a much bigger corner of the world. I salute her this morning, an everyday leader, leading with her best self. Oh, and there's a footnote to this story. When my Aunt Margaret, the senior member of my dad's side of the family, herself a mother of 8, heard what we were doing, she said, "The Mulherns are going to do it too. And look out, cousins, she's on the phone. Is your family due for a reunion?"